A federal appeals court says Delaware's requirement for political balance among judicial nominations is unconstitutional. From WHYY's Delaware desk, Zoe Reed has more.
Attorney James Adams sued Governor John Carney in 2017 because as a political independent, he did not meet affiliation requirements to apply for certain judgeships. Delaware's constitution requires the governor divide judicial nominations for Supreme, Superior, and Chancery courts between Democrats and Republicans. A three-judge panel of the 3rd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled in Adams' favor Tuesday, arguing his freedom of association rights were violated. Adams' attorney, David Finger, says under the First Amendment, no one can be denied government employment based on political affiliation unless they work so closely with the chief executive certain loyalty is required.
The court correctly concluded that judges are not beholden and should not be beholden to the governor, and so they are independent and should not have their employment based upon their political affiliation.
Larry Hammer-Mesh, a former Widener University Delaware Law School professor, says the requirement was meant to prevent the courts from becoming too partisan.
There was some value to the balance requirement and its salutary effects. I'm not sure the game of this litigation is worth the candle because it doesn't really necessarily accomplish all that much.
Hammer-Mesh says that's because while the court ruling opens the application process, governors may still nominate based on the balance practice. He says if the ruling led to governors nominating an unbalanced court, he believes judges would still be impartial. Carney's spokesman said the office is still reviewing the opinion. From the Delaware desk, Zoe Reed, WHYY News.